Chapter 5. The Party. One autumn afternoon, a man arrived at the school's door. The students in school were busy with their work. Ichabod was busy at his desk, reading his favorite book. The man entered the school to speak to Ichabod. The teacher knew him. The man worked for Mr. Van Tassel. The man said,
"There will be a party tonight at the Van Tassel's house. Please come."
After the man left, Ichabod told the students to finish their work quickly. He had to get ready for the party. Ichabod dressed in his best clothes. The only problem was getting to the party. Ichabod asked to borrow a horse from a family he knew. They let him borrow a thin, old workhorse named Gunpowder. Ichabod arrived at the Van Tassel's house before the sun went down. At the party, Ichabod ate a lot. He also danced a lot with Katrina. Brom watched them dancing. Some guests sat by the fire talking. They shared stories of ghosts, witches, and goblins. When Ichabod grew tired of dancing, he sat by the fire too. Many stories were about the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow. Brom Bones told a story of how he raced the ghost to the wooden bridge near the old church.
"At the bridge," Brom said, "the ghost disappeared with flames and the sound of thunder."
Late in the evening, the guests began to leave. Ichabod stayed to speak with Katrina. No one heard what Ichabod and Katrina spoke about. But Ichabod did not look very happy as he left the house. He got on Gunpowder and looked back at the house with a sad look. Then Ichabod started slowly down the dark road for home.